Breakthrough Technology of 2008. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. A device for downloading electronic books, magazines, and newspapers from just about anywhere, and software for creating 3D worlds are among the top technology breakthroughs of 2008, according to Popular Mechanics magazine. Senior technology editor Glenn Doreen says in selecting its breakthrough award winners, the magazine looks for transformative technology, something achieved by game designer Will Wright in his new offering, Spore, in which players guide the evolution of a universe.
Essentially, the game takes your designs of creatures. It allows you to essentially control evolution or the evolution of a species, a planet, and then ultimately you get to move into the grander universe. And it allows you to be very creative when it comes to the individual creatures and you're designing them. In fact, weirdly enough, it sort of engages intelligent design in some way. And then the game automatically adapts to what you create. And on an even grander level, it takes the creations, the creature creations that each individual uses on the game on his computer, and then ports that back out into the data cloud so that later on, other users of the game, let's just say I was using the game in New York and had created a small three-eyed, multi-winged, hopping creature. After I did that, it goes up into the cloud, and then it will pop up on other people's games. So you may find yourself with the creature that you created in California somewhere actually roaming around a world that is populated by creatures created by people like me and everybody else using the game.
Spore allows players to create new worlds, and so does Microsoft Photosynth, although the free software uses reality as its raw material. By analyzing photos to create interactive 3D models, Photosynth makes us look at photography in a new way.
What Photosynth allows you to do is take a bunch of photos of a location. It can be an interior or an exterior. And so long as the photos are overlapping, what it does is it puts them through processing and essentially finds the common points, the commonalities between all the photos, and automatically aligns them into a 3D atmosphere, an environment. Now, it's interesting because it's not as if it actually is doing what some other programs do, which is a panorama and warping the photos to fit this one big scene. It actually lets you jump from photo to photo to photo, and it's in the arrangement of the photos. It arranges them as if you were walking through the scene and seeing one photo after the next. And technologically, that's very interesting, but I think that the real transformative vision of Photosynth is that it changes the way you take photos. When you go to a location, and you then, once you've started doing this, you want to take a Photosynth of it. You don't want to just take a photo. You want to actually capture the environment, what it feels like to be there, and move around in that space.
That's Glenn Doreen of Popular Mechanics magazine. More of our conversation about breakthrough gadgets of 2008 on tomorrow's Future Tense. For more information, visit futuretense.publicradio.org. I'm John Gordon.